today's mailbag comes to us from Andrea, from a webinar. I am so glad I purchased the Sunday basket for 2019. I love the system. As I am listening, I am trying to get paperwork together for taxes. I cannot find several items, and I am questioning why I am keeping so many papers, feeling relieved that I won't have this problem again. Thanks, Andrea. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, I have an exciting big announcement. It's actually our biggest announcement of 2019. We have payment plans. The number one request coming into my email is, can you please create a plan for me? I want to get started. I just don't have the funds right now. Can you please make a plan for me? And we have. For just $96 a month, you can now join us in the next round of the 100-day home organization program that starts May 13th. And for those of you who want the whole kit and caboodle, we have an all-access payment plan starting at $186 a month. Head on over to organize365.com right now to check out all the packages and plans. And now, on with the show. Sunday Basket 3.0. It's not a product. You cannot buy it. It is an evolution of the Sunday basket that you already have. So to recap, I'm going to tell you what the Sunday basket is if you don't know real quick. So the Sunday basket is a system that I sell. It's $97 and involves a basket. It's a box that looks like a basket and it involves two sets of slash pockets in it, 1.0 and 2.0 slash pockets. The 1.0 slash pockets are red, orange, yellow, green, blue. You do those every single week. Therefore, your what needs to get done this week, what needs to be put on your calendar or done on your computer, your errands, your financial, and things you're waiting for. Like I applied for this rebate and I'm waiting for this rebate to get back, or I emailed this person and I'm waiting for a reply. So we do those every single week. And then the 2.0 slash pockets are monochromatic and I manufacture them myself. So there are 5 pink, 5 blue, 5 purple, and 5 green. And then this basket holds these slash pockets upright in the back, and it has like an empty hole in the beginning where you could put your mail and any actionable to-dos that you get that you write on index cards. So I need to get batteries. We need to buy more baby food. I want to research going to the Bahamas on a vacation. I want to buy a new light for my office. All of these things that come at you all day long, thoughts that you have, requests that your family members make, things you hear on podcasts, stuff you read in books, whatever, all these ideas that you want to process through, you write down on a piece of paper and you put them in this basket. Then on Sunday, we take everything out of this basket, we open all the mail, pay all the bills, and we sort all of our ideas into either we're going to do them right now on Sunday, or this is going to become your project for the week, or they go into the slash pockets. And the 2.0 slash pockets are for the 4 main things that you do in your home, which is purple is for anything household related, so home repairs, moving, stuff like that. Blue is for family members, so you might have a different slash pocket for each person in your family or for holidays coming up or vacations you're going to take. Green is for financial, so if you have different businesses or tax information or medical things that you need to file, anything financial goes in green. And then we have this color pink. And when you first get the basket, at least for me, you don't know what to do with pink because pink is for you. And these are the goals, dreams, hopes, desires, and projects that are only related to you. And I created this system. And I've used this system myself for the last 15 years. And when I manufactured it 1 year ago, I created these slash pockets and I wanted pink slash pockets for my projects. And then I got my own order that took like 16 weeks to get here of these pink slash pockets. And I moved the basket I had been doing not in my own system into my own system. And I filled up all the slash pockets except for pink, because I didn't know what to do with pink. And here's what a reader says. She says, "One comment you made recently intrigues me. It's this idea that you have a lot of free time on your hands now that your home is organized. And with that, we shouldn't feel bad if we aren't stressed out, running late, and jam-packed with things to do. When the familiarity of drowning gets replaced with the calmness of space and free time, a lot of us don't know what to do and often feel guilty." Amen. She says, unpack that when you get a chance. I'd love to listen to it. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I got my house organized a while ago, and then I would unorganize my organization so that I could reorganize it so I had something to do. Then I created a professional organizing job out of it so I could organize other people. Then I created Organize 365. Then I would repaint the kids' rooms. Like, I kept creating projects to do in a house that's already organized. Is my house perfect? Absolutely not. We need new carpeting. There's a lot of home improvement projects that need to be done. But if you gave me time and you said, organize your house, I couldn't. Like, there's no organizing left to do. And so what do you do when the laundry's done, the dishes are done, the kids are raised, and the house is organized? Like, what do you do at that time? And what I love that she says in this is she says, a lot of us don't know what to do and often feel guilty. So what I have done with the majority of my free time is create Organize 365. Well, I can't feel guilty about that because it's work. And then I'm employing people, so they're getting paid for employment, so it's work. And, you know, we're getting to do fun things around the house because I'm earning an income now that's not, you know, like $2 an hour. So it's work. I'm allowed to work. Okay, I am a black belt at working. I work all the time. There's only so much work, you guys, I can do. Like, eventually, here's how bad it is. On the weekends, on like Saturdays, I'll come in to do a little bit in my office and I'll keep working and working, working. And then around 6 o'clock at night, I'll be like, okay, that's an acceptable time to go do a puzzle. Like, I'll tell myself I'm allowed to stop working on a weekend because now it's an acceptable time to go do a puzzle. Because I don't want to do the puzzle all day, because I don't want to watch TV all day, because I feel guilty with the amount of free time that I have. So when I'm doing a puzzle, I'm listening to an audiobook. I don't know. I'm not the only one. Here's what I think the underlying thing of that is. In my mind, I am a stay-at-home mom. In my mind, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I had a friend tell me, she's like, you're a working woman and you've always been a working woman. You're not a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, no. I'm at home and I'm a mom. So I'm a stay-at-home mom. I've always worked from home. So I'm a stay-at-home mom. In my mind, my children are 17 and 19. They kind of need me. They really don't need me. They kind of need me. What am I now? If in my mind, I've always been a stay-at-home mom, I understand, blah, 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 CEO, Organize 365, got it. That's my job. I'm a mom. Like, in my head, I'm a mom. But I don't have very much momming to do. So whenever I had free time in the past, I would do momming things, which for me, we're not playing board games. Like, don't pretend that it's like Norman Rockwell over here. It's not. For me, when I would do momming things, it was researching new medications, new therapies, finding new doctors, researching colleges. Like, it was, I'm a mom who researches. I show love by researching for you and reading for you and creating new programs and driving you to new doctors. And that's how I was a mom. My kids don't need that right now. I already work 40 or 50 hours a week. Like, I do keep working on Organized 365. I don't need to. I've hired these people to work for me so that I don't need to do this. What am I going to do with myself, right? So, and I don't have this anymore. I don't know where. I keep so many pieces of paper, but this one I lost. And this reader articulated it so well, so I won't do it as well as she did. But basically, she said, look, I'm doing the 100-day program. I'm doing the Sunday basket. I did the Sunday basket, got it. And she said, then I do the Sunday basket. She had to move the Sunday basket out of her kitchen because it was talking back to her. Every time she walked by, it was like, we have things in here for you to do. So she just moved it to another room. I thought that was brilliant. And then she said, okay, here's the problem, Lisa. When I do the Sunday basket, you say to me, if it can wait until next Sunday, it must wait until next Sunday. I'm like, yes, correct. That's absolutely the rule. She says, okay, what if it can always wait until next Sunday? I said, well, then if it can always wait until next Sunday, when you have time, you pick on that and you work on it. She says, yeah. What if you don't want to? I was like, right, right. So full disclosure, I don't need all the slash pockets in the Sunday basket anymore because I'm living an organized life. So I don't need as many slash pockets. And my kids aren't here anymore. I'm not juggling as much as I used to. And so I used to keep all of the slash pockets in my Sunday basket so that anytime I was doing a webinar or call or anything, I could grab all of my own Sunday basket slash pockets out and show you all of the slash pockets. And I realized that I don't need them all anymore. So I created a staged Sunday basket that I can grab whenever I'm on a call, which has everything labeled correctly for when you start the Sunday basket. But after you start the Sunday basket and your brain trusts you that you're going to put all of your to-dos in the Sunday basket and you no longer are going to have a to-do list, eventually you work your way through those projects. And when your house gets organized and you have more time for these projects. And then eventually they get checked off the list. Like you don't have that much more stuff to do. But more importantly, some of the things that end up in your Sunday basket as projects to do, you don't want to do them anymore. You don't want to do them. So you keep saying, oh, that can wait till next week. For me, it would be the workout slash pocket that's in there. Different programs get purchased and put in the workout slash pocket, but none of them get done other than the push-ups before my bath. So maybe workout isn't really a project I want to do. It's just something I think I should want to do. So Sunday Basket 3.0 is eliminating things out of your Sunday basket that are no longer serving you, that are no longer what you want to be doing. So let's take this even further. When you are eliminating your to-do list and moving to the Sunday basket, you are getting used to the habit of writing down every idea that you have in your head as you have them on an index card and deferring until Sunday, making that decision if you're going to do it at all, and if so, when. And when you go through those index cards, after you've eliminated the ones that you are not going to do at all, which for me is usually 50% of the things were harebrained ideas that either didn't need to get done or got done along the way or weren't that great of ideas that I thought of anyway. And then the other ones that are in there, a lot of them can get knocked out on Sunday. I can place an Amazon order. I can place a Walmart pickup order. I can, you know, send the email. I could do the research and I could just do it and it's done. And then you have some that are left that need to get done during the week, calling and making a doctor's appointment during office hours or whatever. And you put that on your index card to do Monday morning. And then there are a couple of ideas and projects that just get put off until later. And those end up in your 2.0 slash pockets, which are for projects. So right now, my projects, I have a couple left for Abby's homeschool. I just did taxes, so I don't have very much in money. And then really, all I'm left with are pink. All I'm left with are these pink slash pockets. And I have in there things that I thought I would want to spend my time with when I got time. But now that I have time, it's not how I want to spend my time. So on a previous podcast, I said that one of the things I stopped doing when I ran out of time was volunteering at church. And now that I have time, I have not picked it back up and I have not gone back to volunteering at church. To which one of you wonderful ladies posted on Facebook and said, there are so many other ways you're giving, Lisa, in this podcast and these other things you do and empowering women. Like, it doesn't have to be that I need to go back and work at church because I'm a good Christian. See what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to spend your time that you now have because you got organized the way you used to before you got organized. You are free to make new decisions with your time now that you're at the place where you have the time. There's so much, when you're working from a to-do list and you're drowning and the kids are all under five and you haven't gone to the bathroom by yourself in like a month and a half and you don't even remember which clothes in your closet fit because all you wear are the yoga pants and a t-shirt. Like, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. You have how much time? What do you mean you don't know what to do with your time? yeah, blank. You're going to be right where I am. And then you're like, who am I anyway? Like, I don't want to do that, but I don't know what I want to do with my time. And so I feel guilty saying, well, I have time, but I'm choosing not to do that thing over there. We have a hard time saying no when somebody else's need or somebody else's perceived need or somebody else's expectation seems to be out there. We want to go meet that expectation versus what would truly fill us up. And we don't remember. We don't remember. So I want you to think back to when you were a teenager, in your bedroom, after school, what did you like doing? What was the thing that you liked doing? How did you like to spend your time? And I'm really looking at my teenage kids and I'm thinking, you know, once I became a parent, everything became about my kids. Well, first of all, let's just be clear. Everything was about my kids before they were even in the picture. I went to college. I got a teaching degree because a teaching degree was a great one that if I had to work when I had kids, it would work with having children. And I went to college to get an MRS degree, which is a Mrs., which I got. I'm Mrs. Woodruff, so that I could have kids. Then we got married. We waited a year. Greg said I could have kids. I was like, game on. We couldn't get pregnant. So then we adopted kids. So that became a project. Adopt the children, get the children. Okay, the kids are sick. Help the children, educate the children, clothe the children. The children are leaving. My entire life has been about wanting children and wanting to be a mom and doing that. And now basically my momming is over. What do I want to do? I have no idea. I have no idea. I know, Organize 365. But in addition to that, like in my free time, what do I want to do? I'm not a nature person. So weird. Like I live in Ohio. I have no problem with gray. Gray is not, I don't have seasonal affective disorder. I'm not a nature person. I do want to travel and I am doing a lot of travel, but you can't travel every single day. And I watch some TV, but I don't watch a ton of TV. And I'm going through books like they're water. Like, what do you want? Not only what do you want to be when you grow up, because I want to be the owner of Organize 365, but what lights you up? What do you like doing? What do you like doing for entertainment value? And for me, it's doing puzzles. This is so funny. My grandmother and grandfather were retired and lived in a retirement community. And she passed away at 92. He passed away at 103. And I used to love to go up and see them. And I thought like that was it. Like I could not wait to get to the point where I was retired. Because when you're retired, you get to live in this really cool community where like you literally never have to leave the building. Because again, I don't care about nature. So you get to live in a little mini apartment, which is totally efficient. All your friends are there. So you get to hang out with your friends. And then all your food is made for you. You don't even have to cook. This is like heaven on earth. Go downstairs. All your food's made for you. All your friends are there. You have a library. They have a library built in there. And there's always puzzles going. I was like, I know what I want to be when I grow up. Retired, living in a community center. It's totally my goal. It's totally my goal. And then my mother-in-law does puzzles all the time. And I'm like jealous. I'm like, oh, I wish I had a puzzle up and going all the time. You know what? I have a puzzle up and going all the time now. But I feel like 47, you shouldn't be doing a puzzle. Like that's a retirement thing to do. Like my head is all mixed up with like what I should be doing and what is productive and what are projects to do and what needs to be done. And what I want to say is when you get to Sunday Basket 3.0 and your house is organized and you still have these projects in there, it's okay to just not do them. Just get rid of them. It's okay. It's okay if you spent $500 on whatever craft it is and all the organizers that are going to go with it and you just donate it all to a kid's school. It's okay. You don't have to pick up your projects and your passions that you have when you were 18 or 23 or 25 or 40 or 52, when you're now 65. You can let it go. Like these projects, it's not like once you pick a project or a passion, it has to be your passion for the rest of your life. It can be for just a season. And we don't have to archive everything and save everything. So when you go through your Sunday basket next, and you're organizing everything into these 2.0 slash pockets because you have the paper, I want you to ask yourself, yes, but do I still have the passion and desire to do that thing at all? And how do I say no if I don't? And next week, I'm going to tell you how to declutter some of those bigger things. This is the perfect time of year, you guys. It's the end of April. when you're listening to this podcast next week, now's the time to say, not going to be the room mom, not going to volunteer at church, not going to be in this direct sales company anymore. I'm out. And you don't even have to replace it with something else. It's going to be really weird. It's going to be really awkward, but you don't have to do things out of obligation or just because you have always done them. That will be next week.